Praise the Lord, saints.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, we would like to continue our special fellowship this morning in the life study of Philippians.
Amen.
And we come to messages 39 and 40,
Amen.
Both bearing the same title, a wonderful title. Mm-hmm. And that title is to participate in the bountiful supply of the Spirit and enjoy the riches of Christ by receiving the Word of God.
Amen.
So this word, participate, really stands out in this particular title of this message.
Mm-hmm.
Because it tells us that it requires our full participation and cooperation.
Amen.
In a very unlimited way. Mm-hmm. If we want to be those who enjoy the bountiful supply of the Spirit, to enjoy the riches of Christ,
Amen.
Receiving the Word of God into us.
Amen.
This particular burden is focused on the subjective experiences of Christ. And we realize that this Christ is so objective to us.
Yes.
We don't negate in any way the objective aspect of Christ. Mm-hmm. And it's being the high priest, is being the worthy Lamb God who's on the throne,
Amen.
Carrying out his divine administration. According to his eternal economy.
Right.
But we have to thank him, exalt him, praise him for his word.
Amen.
We have the word and we have the spirit.
Amen.
His word unveils to us that he became the spirit.
Amen.
When he came into us, he didn't send a representative of himself as the Holy Spirit.
Right.
2 Corinthians 3:17 tells us that now the Lord is the Spirit.
Amen.
So he is the Spirit.
Right.
He is the consummated spirit.
Right.
He is the one who has entered into our human spirit Amen. To live in us, to indwell us,
Amen.
Not only to abide in us. John 15 tells us that the Lord spoke this word, abide in me and I in you.
Amen.
So to abide means to be in a particular place, to remain in that place, maybe in a temporary way.
Right.
Here, having the Lord's table meeting this morning in the home of Brother Adam and Sister Raquel Powers.
Right.
But we're only abiding in their home.
Right.
We're only remaining here for a short time to celebrate the Lord's table.
Right.
We don't live here.
Right.
But the Lord's desire is to live in us.
Amen.
Not only to abide in us, but to live in us and to settle down in us.
Amen.
The Apostle Paul was really clear when he said Christ would make his home in our hearts.
Yes.
But in order to do this, we have to be strengthened into our inner man.
Amen.
That's good.
When our inner man is strengthened by himself as the life-giving spirit in our spirit, we give the ground.
Amen.
We give the full authority for the Lord to make his home in our hearts.
Amen.
Through faith, that he Amen. May settle down in us.
Amen.
I just want to be one who just gives my full cooperation to him.
Amen.
He can be the subjective Christ to me.
Right. Settle down.
He's so enjoyable.
Right.
Amen.
But sometimes we may come to the Lord, Lord Jesus, mm-hmm. you can occupy my mind and emotion today, but my will I want to reserve for myself.
Right.
This is my experience. I don't want to give the Lord the ground.
Right.
Come and spread from my human spirit into my mind, emotion, and will.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But this is not what the Lord desires.
Right.
So this is why he's the subjective Christ to us.
Mm-hmm.
May we render unto him our full cooperation.
Right.
That he can move, operate, saturate,
right.
and permeate our whole being.
Amen.
Right.
This is to magnify Christ that we would live Christ.
Amen.
This is what the Apostle Paul experienced.
Amen.
As the unsearchable riches of Christ.
Right.
He did not be one who wanted to be put to shame
right.
by murmuring and reasoning.
Mm-hmm.
How many times does the Lord does he check us? We're murmuring and reasoning.
Right.
And the fellowship is maybe the sisters primarily murmur and the brothers reason in their minds. Well, I have to testify today, dear saints. Mm. I murmur and I reason. My experience. So I want to be one who just gives the Lord my full cooperation.
Amen.
That he could saturate my whole being.
Amen.
Settle down and make his home in my heart.
Amen.
Have the full ground.
Amen.
I don't want to frustrate the Lord. I want to give him a way to spread,
Amen.
To saturate my mind, emotion, and will.
Amen.
This brings us into a metabolic transformation.
Amen.
This takes place within our soul.
Right.
We know from experience this is what the Lord's desire is and according to his word. So we need to be those who come to him, open to his word, as the Spirit embodying the word, we could be richly fed with him.
Amen.
He could supply us and nourish us and strengthen us.
Amen.
I just appreciate this word in Jeremiah 15:16.
Mm-hmm.
Your words were found, I ate them. And your word became to me the gladness and joy of my heart.
Amen.
So may we open to the Lord in this way.
Right.
Every day, giving Him the full ground in our being.
Yeah.
To come in, settle down, saturate us, and make His home in our hearts.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.